540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Waukesha County voters chose Sheriff Captain Nick Olinger in the Republican primary for sheriff. Olinger defeated John Gashadmeyer, a member of the county board. Since no Democrat is running, Olinger is likely to take over as sheriff after the November election. Mitchell Berman won Wisconsin's Democratic primary in the 1st Congressional District. He'll face Republican Brian Stile in November. Berman, an ER nurse from Racine County, defeated Miguel Aranda and Lorenzo Santos in the three-way race. Stile has held the congressional seat since 2019. Voters have chosen Ismael Luna over Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez in the Democratic primary for the 8th Assembly District. Ortiz-Velez left the Assembly Democratic Caucus after fellow lawmakers accused her of making threats involving a gun. Luna is a case manager serving homeless women at the Cathedral Center in Milwaukee. He'll now be the Democratic candidate in the November election. Milwaukee police say they've arrested a 36-year-old man in connection with two shootings Saturday that left three people dead. Officers say the man barricaded himself inside of a home near 84th Street and Hope Avenue yesterday before a tactical unit took him into custody. Police used a flashbang and rubber bullets when he came outside. Charges will be referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. The greater Milwaukee housing market kept gaining ground in July. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says sales are up 12.5% from the same month last year. Just over 1,900 homes are sold across Milwaukee, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties. More homes are coming onto the market, but buyers are still moving quickly when they find one they want. The average time on the market dropped from 20 days last July to 19 days this year. And again, election results are in. You can learn more at waukradio.com. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Before Tuesday's primary, polling head Francesca Hong is a clear favorite in the Democratic primary for governor. On election night, David Crowley, who had dropped out of the race on July 8th, then re-entered 9 days later with the endorsement of current Governor Tony Evers, held narrow leads for most of the night while totals were being reported. It wasn't until Milwaukee County's delayed reporting of over 24,000 absentee ballots that the race was called in favor of Crowley early Wednesday morning. In addition to Milwaukee County, server issues in Winnebago and Greene counties also delayed the reporting of final vote tallies well into Wednesday. Crowley will face Republican Tom Tiffany in this fall's general election. Plenty of attention was on northern Wisconsin's two contested primaries in Congressional District 7, which became an open seat when Tom Tiffany decided to run for governor. Republican Michael Alfonso, the son-in-law of former Wisconsin congressman and current Trump administration cabinet member Sean Duffy, cleared the field and will face Democrat Fred Clark. Meanwhile, in western Wisconsin, it'll be a rematch between Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden and Democrat Rebecca Cook in the state's 3rd Congressional District. The Madison police officer who shot and killed Corey Ruiz last month is being officially identified. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says Kiel Badinger Peterson was injured by Ruiz with a knife during an attempted arrest on July 22nd and then fired his weapon at Ruiz. The deadly encounter led to protests at Williamson and Baldwin Streets, including an encampment that lasted until last week. Badinger Peterson has been with the Madison Police Department for more than 10 years and hasn't been involved with use of deadly force in the past. The last group of beagles at Ridgeland Farms will be out of the facility tomorrow. Big Dog Ranch Rescue says the final 155 dogs will be released from Blue Mounds, most of which are puppies believed to be just a few months old. This departure will mark the end of a mission by rescue groups to have all dogs leave Ridgeland Farms, a mission that began back in April. Big Dog Ranch Rescue mentioned it has rescued more than 2,100 beagles from the facility to date. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media News.
A bad night for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers will try to avoid the sweep in San Diego after getting clobbered last night 11-2. Kyle Harrison in one of his worst outings, giving up 8 runs on 10 hits, including 3 home runs. The Brewers wrapping up the series before heading to L.A. tomorrow to play the Dodgers. NFL, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he's thinking about playing Jordan Love some tomorrow night against the Steelers. It was a year ago that Love played the Jets in a preseason game game and ended up needing surgery to repair a torn ligament in his thumb.
Obviously, what happened last year sucked. It was very tough. You know, I'm glad the timeline was what it was and I was able to be good for week one, but definitely one of those things you got to take consideration going into preseason, Eric. So I think the plan is to play some limited role this week, see how it goes going forward. But that's always, you know, something that you just got to be smart when you're out there trying to avoid taking hits, things like that. But, you know, it is football.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.